Is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors. Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. For you first-time listeners, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities regarding the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Rhonda Gay, Ooloa Flooring Gallery. Welcome, Rhonda. Thanks for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Scott. My pleasure.
Oh, it's my pleasure, too. Before we jump into the business part, would you like to, since you're kind of the face of the company, you're the manager there, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Well, I live in Cleveland, Tennessee, originally from Dalton, Georgia. So no surprise, I may have ended up in the flooring business. And I am married to Shane Gay, and he here's a shameless plug. He is a salesman at Honda of Cleveland.
There you go.
been in the car business for about 15 years. And we have five children between us and three grandchildren.
All right. Well, the grandchildren are fun. My friends tell me if I'd known grandchildren was going to be so much fun, I would have had them first.
That's right.
Let's talk about Ooloa Flooring Gallery. You know, we might think that's pretty obvious by the name, but share with us about how Ooloa Flooring Gallery is different than other folks.
Okay. Well, a lot of people think when they see Ooloa Flooring Gallery, they just think that we are just here in Ooloa. And we are actually a subsidiary of Contract Flooring, which is located in Soddy Daisy. That store has been there for 30 years, actually. Okay. That store has a long history. They are a small store, but they do a big amount of business. So that gives us a very competitive edge in the flooring business.
Okay. Well, you just taught me something I didn't know. So that's really interesting to hear that. So tell us, tell our listeners about the journey. How did a little flooring company in Soddy Daisy, who, like you said, does a large volume of business, how did they decide to open up a location in Ooloa?
Well, what happened was the owners had noticed that there was not a full service flooring store in Ooloa. So they kind of set their sights on that area and they wanted to open a store here. And I had lived in Florida for a few years. We had moved down there for my husband's job. And I was moving back and looking for an opportunity in this area. And we had a mutual acquaintance who was actually our Shaw rep in the area. He introduced us together, me being someone who could do a turnkey and operate the store for the owners. And so he introduced me as that to the owners, and he told me about the opportunity that the owners wanted to open a business. It would be a nice place for me living in Cleveland. I wouldn't have to drive all the way to Chattanooga.
Okay.
So that was kind of how we got together. Then we met and we talked about what our goals would be, her as an owner and then me as an employee, what I would be looking for. And we just immediately had a great connection, and our goals were very similar in mind. And so we just brought all of that to life together.
And the rest is history.
And the rest is history.
When you said we were talking about the owner, did I understand you to say she's?
Yes. Well, it is a couple, but Doug and Laura Stevens are the owners, and they are local Chattanooga people.
Okay.
They're from the Signal Mountain area originally, and now live over more toward East Brainerd. But they are great people. They went to school here. They're very community-minded people and just wonderful to work for.
That's amazing. That's wonderful to hear. I love good success stories.
Yes.
Local folks started a company and succeeded. That's wonderful. You know, sometimes when people go to buy flooring and you know, I know I wasn't. Let me put it this way. Friends of mine got in the flooring business, and I learned a little bit more about it than I knew before. But I found out that flooring is not all the same. There's high quality flooring, and there's, you know, there's a maybe a level that's not as high. Let me just say it that way. So kind of tell us about myths and misconceptions that people have when they go to deciding the flooring to put in their house.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure I'd really label it a misconception, but one of the things that I really focus on in the store here is I always try to think, would I want that in my own home? Most of my customers here are homeowners. Some of them might be flipping a house or something like that. And I do have builders, but for the products that I have here in the retail location, I try to think of things that I would feel good putting in my own home. And okay. I hand pick everything that is in the store. I have chosen it because of that I have a confident relationship with the company that I'm buying it from. And I feel good about the quality and construction of the material. And I'm kind of a nerd with that kind of stuff. I do research all the products. I look and see if there's any bad things on the internet about the product before putting it in my store. So people coming here, they can know that I have researched everything I have in this store. And if I do have a product that gives me a problem, or in which I have not experienced that here in this store, but in my history, I have, but in this store, I haven't had any products with or problems with product failure. So, but if I did, I would immediately pull it off my floor.
Well, I see now why Mr. and Mrs. Stevens are confident with you running their store up there. And you bring a lot of expertise to that location. That's great to know.
20 years that I've been in the flooring business. So,
yeah, well, that's great. You know, It's really sad when you spend a lot of money on a product and no one tells you that you shouldn't go that way. They're just after the sale. And then you put this in your house and the next thing you know, we have all kinds of issues. My mother and dad just went through that. I know that it's a terrible, terrible thing to go through. So
that would be a terrible thing to go through. That would.
Step outside of the business just a moment. Rhonda, you mentioned your wife and a mother and a grandmother. So talk to me about you, what you do outside the business. What do you do for fun, pleasure, all those kind of things?
Well, the grandchildren live near the beach.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably my number one thing that I love to go do is go to the beach and go spend time with my grandchildren there and my daughter. And then also the thing that probably takes the most of my time when I'm not at work is my involvement with my church. I'm a member at Samples Memorial Baptist Church in Cleveland, and I try to stay involved as much as I can with the outreach there through the ministry.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I don't know what type of outreach it is, but I know there's a lot of good ministries out there that reach out to people that are in need. I always appreciate that.
Yes.
I like to highlight those things, like for people to talk about it. So thank you for that. So, you know, talking about the store, how many years has the store been in Ottawa?
The store has been here for 4 years.
4 years. Okay. So in those 4 years, has the business had any hardships or challenges that now that you've rose above them and in looking back, you can say that it's stronger or better for it?
Well, Scott, I mean, this business started on a hardship.
Okay.
Because if you'll think back 4 years ago, it was February of 2020.
Yes.
And so we had met and planned and discussed what we were going to do. We had secured the location here to get the store open. And while we were doing all of that is when the news broke of COVID and all the things that came with that as far as also, we couldn't even open the store at that time because they shut down retail businesses. And since this location does not have a service warehouse, we couldn't open it because of the retail business not being able to be open at that time. So we just continued to work behind the scenes, working in the store, getting it set up, and getting displays in place and things like that, as well as calling on builders and just, you know, phone calls, doing some marketing and outreach and things like that. And so And I think I even took a vacation at that time. Just we were just waiting, you know.
Right,
and
yeah.
Honestly, I know the owners had to be very scared. You know, it was a very scary time for all of us. Yeah. And then I was scared. You know, I've taken a new position. Now the store can't be open. The world is going, something's going crazy, you know. And is this even going to be something that's going to be able to continue? Are they going to let me go? You know, there was so many questions at that time. And but we all hung in there and waited it out. And as soon as we could open the store, we did. And the store has had success since
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. I know the world, like you said, the world turned upside down. I think we could all say we were all on vacation there for a little while.
Yes.
But you know, it's good to know that y'all came through it and you're doing well. And you endured that challenge, that's for sure. If there was one thing that you wish that our listeners knew about that store, that location, there's one thing that you could shout from the rooftops that you feel like maybe makes you a little different than ever all the other outlets people might have of you trading with, what would that be?
I think if I had to come up with a slogan, that would be like my motto. I believe it would have to be, we really care.
There you go.
And that's not just me. That's the owners of the company. They truly care about what happens to the customer. They have shown it several times, where things may have, you know, have come up during installs, things that nobody foresaw or anything like that. Yeah. They have stood behind the customer and the store 100%, even if it, you know, was not positive for them, they made it right. The other thing is my installers. The installers that I have here that work for me, they truly care about the customer. They're not they don't try to go in and just throw the product in and leave and not care about what the quality of that installation was like. They really truly care, and they do the work to the best of their ability. And as far as me, I mean, I'm not just trying, you know, to make the most money. I want the store to succeed, but I want my customer to feel like they got a fair purchase, you know, from us.
Absolutely.
And I think that shows when you look at the reviews that we have online. If you look at our Google reviews, I feel like that shows, because the installers I mentioned in there about what a great job they did, as well as the service that they received in the store.
You know, I told Rhonda before we started recording, your reputation precedes you. You know, Oudoir Flooring has a wonderful reputation. Rhonda Gay has a wonderful reputation, whether you knew that or not. And it sounds like to me your overall theme is when you do business with the Oudoir Flooring Gallery, we're going to do you right. And I know that's something that we all appreciate. I had a little incident happen one time where someone came in and was installing for me and did some damage and tried to cover it up. So it's definitely worth a whole lot just to know that somebody's going to come in and do you right.
Yes, it's easier to do it right the first time.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But Rhonda, I know people are going to know how to reach out to you. Also, tell me, whether online or offline, what's the best way to reach out to you or check out what you do?
Well, there's many ways to reach out to us. You can reach out to us through our website, which is oudoirflooringgallery.com. Or you can call, which our phone number is 423-521-3567. And that spells out 423-521 floor, FLOR. So you can remember that if you can't remember the numbers. Also, you can call my cell number. I have it on my business cards and tell people a lot of times it's the easiest way to reach me. I might be taking out the garbage because I'm also the janitor as well as manager. So, you know, or I may have to run and pick up, something for one of my installers. And it's just me most of the time working here. So my cell number is 423-244-5356. And then also, you can just drive up to the door.
Yeah, what's your address?
We are at 6719 Mountain View Road, and that's in Oudoir. And we're on the access road that's beside 75. Same road that Publix and Ooltewah High School are on. We're just about a mile down the street.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a lot of good information. And Rhonda, it was wonderful meeting you and getting to know more about the business. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And tell your husband that, you know, he got a free shout out today, so he needs to appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I'll do it.
All right, Rhonda, great getting to know you, and thanks for being on the podcast with us.
Thank you.
To all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and Chattanooga area, after meeting Rhonda and learning more about Ooltewah Flooring Gallery, I know that she hopes you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you need or want their products and services that they provide. And before ending this episode, I'd like to thank you all as well for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Let's go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.